last week's listing of the Cook Inlet beluga whale as an endangered species is bound to have repercussions for some large construction projects still on the horizon. APRN's Ellen Lockyer has more.
One such proposal is the Chewitna coal mine across from Anchorage on the west side of the inlet. So far, there have been no state or federal permits issued for the Chewitna mine. Mike Frank is an attorney with the Trustees for Alaska in Anchorage. He says that under the endangered listing, new unpermitted projects will have to undergo a consulting requirement in which federal agencies contemplating granting a permit or license will have to first clear it with the National Marine Fisheries Service.
Whenever they have a pending permit application, they'll be obligated to consult with the National Marine Fisheries Service to make sure that the proposed action will not jeopardize the continued existence of the Cook Inlet beluga whale. And the National Marine Fisheries Service during this consultation process will determine whether or not the proposed federal action will have an adverse impact and can, if it finds that to be the case, propose reasonable and prudent alternatives such that if those are adopted, the project could move forward.
The Environmental Protection Agency is reviewing the plan for the Chewitna mine, although no final determination has been made on the project. Frank says the fact that a species is listed is no guarantee that a development project won't go forward.
It's very, very rarely occurs when a project is stopped because there is no feasible or prudent alternative or mitigation measure that will ensure that the project will not adversely affect the particular endangered species.
Bob Shavelson heads the Cook Inlet Keeper. He says he's heartened that science prevailed over politics in the matter of the beluga. Shavelson says the listing could impact existing infrastructure.
The Anchorage wastewater facility is one of a handful of facilities across the country that's gotten a waiver under the Clean Water Act to only partially treat its waste. So we get, you know, tens of millions of gallons of partially treated waste are discharged into Upper Cook Inlet every day.
Shavelson says if science is applied to a project to protect the endangered animal, there is no reason that a listing will stand in the way of development. But some projects, like the Port of Anchorage expansion, are questionable, he says.
This project would fill in 135 acres of prime beluga whale habitat. Everybody recognizes the importance of the Port of Anchorage, but they haven't been able to answer two questions. What is the need for an expansion of this size, and how are you going to pay for it? And in light of the economic uncertainty that's gripping the country right now, it's important to recognize that this project did not go through any type of vigorous permitting, and that every major federal agency, the EPA, the National Marine Fisheries Service, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, objected to the issuance of this permit.
Cook Inlet Keeper is suing the EPA over a clean water permit issued to Cook Inlet oil and gas developers in 2007. That suit has yet to be argued in court. I'm Ellen Lockyer.